Blog Talk Radio.
It's like, put everything you thought was good, was really bad. Everything bad was really good.
What if heaven was on earth, nigga?
The whole world vice versa. Vice versa.
Hell on earth.
This shit here, goddamn, on. Gonna get you a motherfucking fat ass under that groove. Smoke that shit.
That's all vice versa.
Look up in the air, nigga.
We rich, nigga. It's vice versa, you know what I'm saying?
I know all these niggas don't feel this shit.
Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich,
And we are live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, as we do each and every Sunday through Friday from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And, guys, we have a treat for you today. We have Betty Grind in the building. Betty Grind is in the building. He'll be coming through on that helicopter. He's flying in. So, you know, we'll be getting with him in just a few. And just to let you know that you can tune in by phone at 1-323-580-5749, or you can log on by online radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/iJiveUrbanReachRadio. And just to let you know, we are also right now podcasting on iTunes right now. So you can download all the episodes of iJive Urban Rich Radio from iTunes. So just go check us out. If you haven't heard us before, go check us out. And to let everybody know that we have some upcoming events going on, we have Kevin Schein of Jive and now the firm. He will be up in Charlotte. We have an event. He will be here. And it's in September. We're getting everything together. So, you know, we'll be finalizing the details this week. So y'all will get all the info. And it is the North Carolina Music Summit. About 3 weeks ago, we had the meet and greet. And it was awesome. We had a lot of people come from everywhere. So we will be having a big event where we'll have showcasing, we'll have a panel, so we're excited about that, and we're making it a two-day event, so we will be having that in September, and we'll be giving you all the details. And just to let you guys know, the chat room is open, and it's live, Twitter going ham, and Facebook, so shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. It's crazy. Shout out to all the folks in the chat room. It's already jumping. So doing big things on iJive Urban Rich Radio. We want to bring in our guests. I mean, our guest is coming through in that chopper. So, you know, we're excited. We want to bring in Mr. Betty Grind. We're excited about him coming on. What's going on?
Hello?
Mr. Betty?
What up, baby?
What's going on?
I'm talking for a minute. Ain't no baby, what's poppin'?
Nothing much. I know you was coming through.
Yeah.
On that chopper.
Move, you know? Yeah, you know, we trying to make a little bit of move, man. Me and Charlie Cash, you know, he had to get out of here and catch his flight back to the West Coast. So, you know, I'm here. We get it in. What's poppin'?
Not much. We're excited to have you on here. And, you know, I've been checking you out. You've been doing your thing. I mean, you've been going hard lately.
Yeah, just working my number. God, I appreciate y'all having me. You know, this it's crazy. You know, just, you know, every day is something new, you know, and, you know, you just have to, you know, separate the good with the bad. But, you know, just this path God got me on, just every day is just some blessing I wake up to, you know. So, you know, I just know it's just people that's, you know, behind me and pushing me and believing in me, you know, to help me get to where I'm at. Because, honestly, you know, I was talking to Cash the other day, and I was just like, man, you know, in our wildest dreams when we started this thing off, you know, I never would have imagined some of the things that are happening that's happening, you know.
It's your time. I mean, even though you've been working hard all your life and you just been grinding the whole time, you know, right now is for you. This is your time.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. We're going to see. We're working. What's good? What's going on?
I want to talk about you. I know you just had a birthday.
Yeah. We had a crazy, crazy week. We had the first birthday, the first part of the birthday, which is at Morton Steakhouse. And, you know, we had my man Jonathan Stewart from the Carolina Panthers hosting it, and had A-Dot and, you know, Butterfingers out there, and it had a lot of my friends coming. It was, you know, Platinum and White Party. And I just, you know, I usually get booked to come into the city to do different things for my birthday because it's a real big event. But I want, you know, every so often I just try to let people know that we can, you know, to do some of the brand situations, kind of like how Luda do in Atlanta and Diddy does, et cetera, and Jermaine Dupri, and just kind of, you know, bring that element here to Charlotte so that other artists, you know, we can start our own, you know, birthday weekends and make big events out of it, you know. So we did the Morton situation and Ciroc sponsored, you know, then it came on as a sponsor for me. And, you know, I got, you know, Coco Loso wasted. And we took it to the next weekend, you know, and I had my invite-only pool party, you know, on the top of one of the buildings uptown. And, you know, that was just a you just got to see the footage of that. That was, you know, they said that was the hottest party ever being in Charlotte, North Carolina ever. It was crazy. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
What day actually is your birthday?
Huh?
What day actually is your birthday?
My birthday June 30th. The party was July 2nd. I'm a Cancer. And then we had the pool party. That was, what, the 10th or something like that.
All right, my birthday July 2nd.
So oh, is it? Oh, that's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a Cancer too, so you're good people. Very good people.
Yes, I try to be.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's pretty hot.
Yeah, and it's like the 6th year. Usually I do it with Adolf. And, you know, Adolf was the first promoter to really break bread with me and really appreciate me for who I am and pay me for my services, you know. And, you know, but, you know, it's like, you know, we had to, in this game and in Charlotte and throughout the country, you know, what you had to do is you had to brand yourself. So whether it's, you know, through music, whether it's through owning companies, throwing parties and stuff, you just can't stay in one lane. You know, you got to keep doing things. And one of the things that I've always done is just continue to market and promote myself in any manner that I could find, whether it was flyers, posters, TV commercials, balloons, you know, walking down the street with big 6-foot banners to CIAA, like, anytime we can find a way to, you know, promote me, you know, we do it, you know, and we did the party, you know, we went, you know, we try to go hard with it every year.
That's what we always talk about at these conferences and meetings that goes on. We always talk about branding and just in each and every way. And I was watching your video today of your birthday. Oh, man, it was so hot. That party was hot. Everybody was in white. I saw the sculptures and everything. I was like, he was doing it big.
Yeah, we went hot. Yeah. Me and Cash, you know, we did the Hood Superstar. We did all the different logos and got ice sculptures and made them so, you know, we did the ice sculpture buckets where people could have the HSs or whatever, and inside them they can put their Ciroc bottles or rosé bottles or whatever they drink, and, you know, water bottles if you don't drink. But we just, you know, we did that throughout the whole place. You know, just like I said, like, you know, just branding, you know, whatever we can do to be innovative and something different and just to bring a different element and just kind of let people know we're trying to, you know, raise the bar every time we do something.
Oh, yeah, you was raising the bar. And, I just like how you had the part where y'all was taking pictures. It was just like, it was so nice. I like the video in itself. The whole video was nice.
Yeah, and that surprised me because Hip Hop Weekly picked it up and Vlad TV just picked it up yesterday morning. I woke up to that in about 7 or 8 different sites, you know. So it's been a surreal experience coming behind that, you know, just, you know, to be put on the same videos with J. Cole and Fantasia and finally, you know, get some of the respect. You know, a lot of people in the, you know, throughout the state, throughout the South, and then labels, you know, they'll recognize me for the work I've done, you know, but sometimes, you know, it's a lot of people don't recognize what work you put in, and so to be recognized for it and appreciated for it was truly, you know, truly a blessing.
That's what I was going to ask you. How is it coming from So are you originally from Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm from Charlotte. I'm from Charlotte. I was raised on Plaza Road. My father's from Ohio. My mother's from Virginia. I was born in Richmond, Virginia, in MTV Hospital, and then they moved here when I was a baby. And we stayed off Freedom for a little while when I was real young. And then they left for about a year. My pops got locked up, and then we came back. And we lived on Plaza Road, and I grew up there and went to school, Cochran, West Charlotte, and came on out and just, you know, aspired to do something better. You know, my mother remarried and tried to rebuild herself, and it's really just been me and her from day one. You know, brother and sister, mother and son, you know, husband and wife, sometimes, you know, just having to balance things and, you know, do things together, you know, that's my heart. So, but yeah, I'm Charlotte, you know, I'm Charlotte all day.
I mean, that in itself, that's awesome. I mean, and just to be where you are now and the things you're doing, and you're young, you're doing really good. So, I mean, I commend you, and, you know, just know that iJive Urban Rich Radio, we support you all the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I know I see it. I see the tweets and I see the blogs and everything, man, and, you know, people don't understand, you know, they look at a certain situation and, you know, it's like, you know, you kind of appreciate everything that go on. I'm like, you know, all of that's a gift. You know, anybody that play my records or tweet about Betty Grind or speak about Betty Grind or, you know, whether they're a fan or a friend, I look at everybody as both, or, you know, a radio station or, you know, anything that's going on. Y'all don't have to fool me. You don't have to like Betty Grind. So I appreciate it because y'all are what's making me. You know, yeah, I'm making material and I'm making different type of music and I'm working hard, but without you all, you know, accepting me and helping to brand me, I'd be nothing, you know. So, you know, Hood Superstar, on behalf of Hood Superstar, my team, that actually the people that's behind me and working every day hard with me, we thank you, man, real talk. And every fan out there listening.
Everybody's in the chat room. Just to let you know that we do have a chat room open. You can go online and check it out. And some people in the chat room is saying, you know, they was talking about cancers in the building, and they say you really speaking real talk, you know, and they was like, that's good, you know, making that South Carolina and that North Carolina connections, because we also have some artists that's also in the chat room now as well. So, you know, they shouting you out in the chat room. It's going hard in there. So,
yeah.
You know, those who there, you know, thank you also. It's in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in.
I thank y'all, man. And, you know, everybody at Cancers, you know, we here. Let them know we are here, you know, representing. But definitely to all the artists, you know, and a lot of people see my, you know, I have people get mad at me because, you know, everybody know I'm from Charlotte. But, and, you know, a lot of my interviews and the different things that I speak on or whatever, I always say the Carolinas because I look at the situation like whether you're an artist, you know, from whatever city you're from, you represent the Carolinas, because when you're in those labels, that's the first thing they say to you. They'll be like, oh, well, you don't have your city locked, or you don't have this city locked, or X, Y, Z. And they want to, and the first thing they come at you is with locking down the Carolinas. So until we let them know that we support each other and we have our own movement here, we can go out and do our own shows, get paid for our own shows, put out our own music, promote our own music, and do those type of things, they're not going to respect us. Because they didn't respect Texas until Texas went and did their own thing. They didn't respect Atlanta until they did their own thing. Miami, I could go on and on as far as different New Orleans, you know, until they made their own movement and really believed in themselves. You know, that's when the labels came. That's when people was getting $20-30 million, you know. And they're not going to respect us, period, until then. And I tell every artist that, I'd be like, look, don't look at them labels for that deal. A lot of people are like, Betty, why you took them deals you've been offered? It ain't been the right deal. It's been a deal that I could have took. And a year later, I'd have been right back on somebody's corner or on some, you know, doing something I ain't supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a situation where you got to know your own work. You know, and that's the hardest thing for people, period, to, you know, figure out for themselves is their own work. What am I worth? And once you can figure that out, it don't matter what nobody else say. Nobody can tell you, oh, you was wrong, you should have did this and that, because you know what you're worth. I know what I'm worth. And what I'm worth is I know I got to make a step for the Carolinas. You know, it's been a lot of people that got deals, and, you know, salute to them, kudos to them. But in the situation I'm in, I got to make a big step and break this glass for the Carolina so that they can know we can move units. We can gain fan bases. You know, we can believe in each other. And I'm showing them that because when North first went to them labels, the first thing they'd be like, man, Carolinas don't believe in their own. They don't do this, they don't do this. Then, damn it, I'm fly came. I was like, man, we don't even see how you got them to believe in that. Then, you know, now they see things going on. Like, you know, people want pictures. People want, you know, I got real fans on autographs. They're like, they've never seen this before. So now they can kind of see that the Carolinas can have their own stars, you know, and eventually they're going to slap, whether it's me or the next Betty Grind down the road, somebody going to get that big check. And I just know I'll be a pioneer and I'll be able to sit back, whether anybody know it or not, I know, like, I helped break down that wall for that, you know. Just like Obama president now, Martin Luther King helped break down that wall. Nobody might not pay attention to it, and some may not, but we all know that it started from right there, you know, before that, you know. So, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to, you know, make my way into stuff for, you know, real hip-hop coming out of Carolinas, whether it's, you know, dance music or crunk music or, you know, hip-hop head, a backpack or street, whatever you make it, man, is music, you know, and that's what hip-hop is a whole big melting pot of different things, you know, so you can't hate on it, you know, because it's just expression. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You know, too, so I'm just tuned in right now. I'm listening to Betty. You over there preaching, honey. So
yeah,
I'm just listening.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, that's the biggest thing, man, is just believing in ourselves. And that's the hardest thing. Like, you know, I don't know if people see it or not, but I put commercials out throughout the Carolinas and Georgia and some parts of
Alabama. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Georgia, see him in Georgia, and you know what's crazy is that people always say that. I'm like, man, it's like we're teaching ourselves to believe in ourselves, because, you know, the first thing we do is hate on each other. Like, as soon as we see it, like, man, look at this, man. They got them old bootleg commercials on TV, and not saying, like, man, that's crazy. Like, that's what's up. You know, he's from right here, and he's representing, he's doing what we see people do from other places. You know, that should let the artist coming up, the 10-year-old, the 9-year-old, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 20-year-old know, like, dang, we can do our own music. We can put our own commercials. We can make – it's right here. We have all of those assets right here. Anything y'all see from me is something like that. I try to spend that money and bring somebody who's a director or somebody, a graphic designer from right here in the Carolinas if I can, you know, and it's just, you know, it's part of the movement. Like, they got to see it that we can market and promote ourselves and brand ourselves. This ain't just pop up. Betty Grind didn't just pop up. This 5-6 years of hard work. 5-6 years of being in the rain, putting out flyers. 5-6 years of people throwing my CD out the window as soon as I hand it to them. You know, 5-6 years of DJ saying, man, nah, I ain't got your CD. I don't have your music. I ain't playing music. I don't like it. You know, 5-6 years of artists like, I don't like him. He ain't this, he ain't that. Making up all types of rumors. You know, 5 years of bloggers. Why is his name Betty? Why he not a girl? Like, all of that, you know, it would tear most people down, the strongest of men. You know, so you got to have your faith strong and have a real team behind you to make it in this game.
Exactly. That's true. And you know what? And I listen to people every day. They be like, oh, Nikki, you blowing up. I see you on my timeline and blah, 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 and you blowing up. And I say, and I know you get that all the time because, I mean, I'm always seeing everything that you do, like you said, the commercials and the visuals, like the video. And they always say you blowing up. And what I tell them is I'm not blowing up. It's just that God is bringing me. He's opening doors and he's bringing me out. I mean,
yeah. You've
been doing this stuff for years. But like I say, it's your time. And he's just bringing you out.
That's it. That's all God doing. I told somebody one time, I think it was an interview, and they was like, what's going on? I said, ain't nothing, man. God hit me in the back seat and moved me up to the passenger seat. One day he'll let me drive and he'll sit over there and chill for a minute. You know, we walk in his path. Can't nobody stop that. You know, so, you know, people don't understand is that you have a seed, and that's all we got right now. We ain't made it nowhere. Mm-hmm. I think that all the time. Like, you know, I'm not where I want to be at, and I'm sure you're not where you want to be at, but we're happy.
Definitely not where I want to be at.
this our seed. You know, one day it'll come out the ground, and one day it'll, you know, I don't even want it to bloom. You know, I want to be big as a tree. You know, I want them to see me all over, you know. So it's like right now I just got a seed. And there's a bunch of other artists around here that's got a seed. You know, they just got to water it right. You know, and that's it. And the main thing in doing that is just keeping the negative out of it, you know. Keep that negative out your circle, man. Like, you know, just pray that out your situation and pray for them and keep moving. You know, and appreciate everybody who believe me. I appreciate every DJ, PD, MD, fan, you know, that's believed in better. I even appreciate some of the haters because they tell more people about me than anybody.
Exactly. I mean, and I know that you know, because I feel like this is my time, and I know you feel like this is your time now. Don't you see yourself just connecting and walking in path? You know, as you walk in your path, you come in contact with all the people who's doing the same thing you're doing or grinding just as hard.
Yeah. You're into
that's
a mall.
The difference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, you get it. And you just get back, you know, you pass whatever information that you can. You know, everybody got their own formula, you know, like my birthday party, you know, it was like I wanted it last year. Last year it was like 1,500 people at 935, and they ate out there my birthday party. And it was only two artists that came. One of them was my artist, Chase Chancellor, and the other artist, a salute to him, Real Talk, Mr. 704. If y'all don't know, his single Lately is national, and he is touring. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina, South Side, folks. So, you know, shout out to him. He's, you know, he working. But, you know, I wanted artists. I didn't even know he was in the building. Had I known, I'd have brought him on stage and I rock. Because it's on YouTube. You'll see the, it's crazy to put in Betty Grind birthday at Bastion 935. But this year I was able to do what I wanted to do last year. Artists came this year and S-Dub performed with me, Revenue performed with me, different songs that we had together, and I let them perform their singles. Because, you know, with, you know, the fans that I have, you know, they might have a fan base and I got a fan base, but they're different people. So, when, you know, I was like, whatever somebody come and they support me, I'm going to let them perform so my fans can see something different besides Betty Grind and say, okay, I like Betty, but, oh, I also like S-Dub. I also like Revenue, you know, so, and so on and so on, you know, but, shout out to them as well because they're working real hard, you know. But we got to do it together, you know. It ain't gonna happen for one person, you know. Period, point blank.
And it's good, you know. You got like a little positive movement going on, also with the other artists as well, with Mr. 704 and what's the other artist you mentioned?
I can mention a bunch of them, but I mentioned Revenue and S-Dub.
Revenue. Yes, and that's the.
Yeah.
But, you know, shout out to them as well. It's a lot of artists in all over and in Charlotte, you know, that's grinding right now. And we just want to let you guys know we wish y'all the best and much success because I know it's hard. Everybody got a struggle going on, an individual struggle, but y'all just keep on, you know, just pushing through.
Yeah, you just writing your story. You know what I mean? That's all it is. That's all it is. You just write your story. You know, you start off with a fresh page, and every day you add something to it, you know. So, that's, you know, if people only knew, man, like in this game with the things that I'd have been through, the labels that told me, like, I want you to be from Georgia and we'll sign you. I've had labels called Carolina's the Black Hole, you know. You know, I've had labels, you know, who give you all different types of excuses of why they can't sign you or they don't have the signing power, X, Y, Z. I've had people who've been associated with me and music who's trying to sabotage my situation. I've had other artists who smile on my face who really be behind my back talking to labels bad about me or talking to other DJs bad. Like, but you can't let that get you off your path and off your way. You know, you got to stay focused. Because, you know, those energies that try to distract you from, the main things, that, you know, your goal, you know, just stay focused. You know, those things will fall off, you know. But, I mean, every artist out there, man, just keep making music and promote yourself. I don't care if you got to write it on. Go get a subject book with 100 pages in it and write your name on it and your Twitter and hand those out. That's the main, like, whatever you got to do to brand yourself, brand yourself. Get people familiar with your name and your face. Then get them familiar with your music. If you got some music, put it out there. But your name and your face can go on more flyers and more cards than you can with CDs. You can get 5,000 inserts for $180, but 5,000 CDs might cost you 10 bands, you know. So you can still put out 5,000 on that flyer. You can send them to all your social networks and all your music sites, et cetera, and build them up. But get your name out there. You know, if people don't know Betty Grind, I mean, but don't know my face, they know Betty Grind, or they know, damn it, I'm fly, and now it's the rock money. You know, so just brand yourself every day, man, in some way, somehow, and appreciate the people who believe in you. I don't care if it's the first, somebody on Twitter who you don't even know who they are. They believe in you, appreciate them, and get to know who they are like they know who you are. So if they ever bump into you in the streets, and they be like, hey, I'm the dude, blah, blah, you know who they are, because that's somebody who believes in you and don't nobody believe in you. Believe that.
And, I mean, the most important thing is really getting out there. Don't just sit up there on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace. I know people still go to MySpace. They always make fun of it, but people still got music on there, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And they always hate on MySpace, but that's not the only thing. You should get out and go to these events that people have, and free or not, people are actually putting a face with the person that's actually on the internet. And I'm telling you, the chat room is live. We got Lonnie Mack of NBH. They from South Carolina. They shouting you out in there. And their group, NBH, so they was like, hitting you up. And Pocahontas, she's in here as well. She's a fashion stylist.
Yeah, I'm
so kind of. And she's a fashion stylist. And who is that?
I think she hit me on Twitter or Facebook one day.
You said what?
I think she might have hit me on Twitter or Facebook one day. I think so. No, somebody hit me named Pocahontas, if I am mistaken.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of people in the chat room. And she just, wait a minute, let me see what she says. You have to excuse me because I'm reading this. But
no, you good.
I see, I guess she went to your birthday party one time, but shout out to her and everybody that's in the chat room is live right now. So if y'all tuned in, I know y'all listening by podcast. We do have our chat room open. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/iJiveUrbanRichRadio. And we also have some people on the phone line as well. But we want to get to your music. We've been talking, so we want to play some of your music. We have this, and it's Ciroc Money. Am I right?
Yeah, Ciroc Money.
Ciroc Money.
Ciroc Money, a.k.a. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, produced by Drummer Boy, my homie. Salute to him, real talk. That's my fan. We're working on the album right now. So, yeah, that's family. But yeah, Ciroc Money, that's a new single. Please request it. Please get it on iTunes. We are doing well on iTunes for the first time independent. Like, very, very well right now. Go to my iTunes, man, /Betty Grind, and get Ciroc Money, man. Leave a comment. Even if you don't go in there and buy, you ain't got nothing to send. I understand it's a recession, whatever. Go in there and leave a comment, man. Like, all that stuff count with them labels and with these distribution companies and all that stuff. So, you know. Definitely, man. It's a Ciroc Money, man. The first official thing off the TGFC album coming September 6th. Let's get it.
All right, here we go. It's that Ciroc Money, a.k.a. Hello.
Yeah. in the secret vault, legal, no, I'm good.
Yo, 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 what's going on, baby? This your boy Swag Daddy, checking in live, Avalanche ICNT in the building. Y'all already know, Darlington, South Carolina, stand up. Major shout out to my girl, Nikki Rich. Y'all already know what it is, I Jive Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
All right, welcome back to I Jive Urban Rich Radio. We are live in Charlotte, North Carolina with Mr. Betty Grind himself. What's going on, Betty?
Hello. What up?
What you just heard is that the Rock Money. Hello.
For sure.
You gonna have me saying that? I'm gonna be like, hello.
Yeah, welcome to get the world to say it.
Yeah.
Boy, a superstar, trying to get them to say hello and put their H's up. So yeah, so and
that's
is the first single off the TGFC album coming this September 6th. It's hosted by DJ Chuck T. So. You know, I got distribution. I was actually in a distro war, per se, with different distribution companies wanting to, you know, get my first release street album. And so I was in a real blessed situation. So it took a while for us to get the album, you know, the album actually a set date because we were choosing between which distro company. So we finally got that situation together and pick one. You know, it's going to give us a couple more dollars on each album. So. The album will be out September 6th. I got a little bit of everything on it, all types of production, man. It's just it's my first album, you know, street album. And, you know, different DJs, I heard it kind of say it's kind of a twist of, if you say it, Trap or Die, but if Jay-Z was spitting it. And I'm just really just giving people a raw part of me. You know, it's a lot of rumors that go around and a lot of he say and she say and, you know, a lot of people that just, you know, people just, when they don't know, instead of finding out, sometimes it's like it's easy just to make up something and go spread it. So TGFC kind of give people a better idea of what's going on. And, you know, we're going to see. So hopefully, you know, everybody support it, and, you know, and it does well. But regardless, like, even if it sells one album, I don't even care because it's at a point where I care, I won't care. But if it sells one album, the purpose of it is to make sure that Carolina artists can get distro deals and be able to put their music into Best Buys and FYEs and Targets and, you know, major, you know, stores, you know, because that's one of our biggest problems with the Carolinas there. Everybody making the music, the producers are making the beats, the artists are making good music, but at the end of the day, yeah, if your record do get played on the, you know, on radio, okay, once somebody hear it, where can they go buy it? You know, it's like everybody put everything on, you know, internet and iTunes sales and this and that, but a lot of people still going to mom and pop shops, you know, and going into Best Buys and going into Targets, et cetera, and buying music. And, you know, we need to be, you know, have shelf life. So my biggest thing is, okay, we need to do that because if we're not making capital, then I can't get paid. And if I can't get paid, I can't pay the producer. You know, so if we, and the DJs have no music to play, so everybody's not getting paid, so we got to put a situation where some capital can be made, some revenue. So everybody can, you know, so we can really have a market down here that counts. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, break that window and break that, you know, door down so the Carolinas will have that option. So, you know, everybody support the album if you can, TGLC, September 6th.
Oh, yeah. I got to get that. September the 6th. That's in no time. I mean, you only got, what, month and a half away?
Yeah, we're a month and a half on that. Huh? What'd you say, buddy?
Not even a month and a half, is it?
Yeah, not even a month and a half, you know. So, you know, but the commercials will be out there. Everybody will see it. You know, we're going to do it right. You know, the commercial started in Georgia last night, and, you know, we had this Rock Money commercial, but the official TGFC, you know, commercials and promo, and my promo running, I'll be just touring throughout, the states and the southeast, just promoing for us. So all that shit be about to start up, So they'll definitely, know when the album is dropping and, where the meet and greets will be at and the in-store. So, everybody can, come out and holler. But if you see me, man, just holler, man. I appreciate, everybody let me know what I'm doing good or doing wrong. If you're going to tell me something I'm doing wrong, let's do it in a positive way. I don't need no lunatics. You got some haters get carried away sometimes. But just holler at me, man. I'm still the same dude. If I'm in the city, I'm still, you can catch me dolo at South Park or North Lake or walking uptown or, at the mom, one of these mom and pop shops grabbing, a juice or something, so it ain't nothing. Still at Floyd's, anytime I get a chance with LaJuan's on, ain't nothing changed about me.
Well, we're going to the phone lines. We have a caller from a 770 number, and we're going to go to the phone and tell us where you're calling from and a little bit about you, I guess, your name.
What up, Nikki Riz? This is Cool J from Atlanta.
Hello?
Hello?
Nikki.
Hello?
Hello? This is Clear J from
Atlanta. What's going on, Clear J?
Ain't nothing too much chilling. Just I got finished up with this mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Finna drop for soon.
All right. Well, we have Mr. Betty Grind. I know you've been listening. You heard that Ciroc Money with that AKA Hello.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Going in over there.
Trying to get it in. Famo, salute to you on your mixtape, Famo. That's what it do.
Yeah, for sure, man. Mike Hustling, Hard 3 mixtape. Got a whole bunch of joints on there. It's coming out pretty soon.
That's what it do.
And you need to come and jump on that Mike Hustling, Hard 4, man, when I put it out.
Okay, well, shoot, just hit me. I guess if you want to hit me on the Twitter, then we chop it up and DM each other and get information. At Betty Grind, BETTIEGRIND, and we can chop it up and get it in. Because I be down there in the A all the time, get that dark or, what we do? What's the joint we did? Went blank because I don't know what. But we been down in the studio all the time.
That's what's up.
Yeah, definitely hit me up, Famo. Definitely hit me up.
That's business.
And they contact you if they wanted to hit you up by Facebook, Twitter, what way they can contact you?
If anybody want to hit me on Facebook, it's just Betty Grind, BETTIEGRIND. I think my first page full. You give me Betty Grind too, but everything under Betty Grind is click one of them, and I check them. I try to stay on and kind of freak with them, just so I still stay a part of what's going on and still can reach out to people, and they still feel like they can reach out to me. Or you can hit me on Twitter. I know we're in the Twitter world right now. It's at Betty Grind. That's BETTIEGRIND. Or just hit my website. BettyGrind.com. And it's hit contact, and it comes straight to us. Comes straight to the email. We get back to everybody. But BettyGrind.com. On my Twitter, but I'm right here. Just holler at us anytime. And if you're trying to get a feature or something like that, and you want to go through that, you can hit Charlie Cash. That's at Charlie Cash, EI. But his Gmail is c.cash. That's c.cash05@gmail.com. Just holler at us.
And you said c.cash at what?
c.cash05@gmail.com.
Okay. Everybody got that. You can check them on Twitter or Facebook and by email and a website. Tell us your website again.
It's BettyGrind.com. BETTIEGRIND. BettyGrind.com.
BettyGrind.com. All right. Well, we got all that. We got all that, and we got the people in the chat room. They going ham again. They I can see them jumping up in the chat room. They going ham. But we're just so glad that you, you know, you can come on and share with us. And, Mike, Clear J, is there anything else you would like to say to Betty Grind?
Yeah, I want to ask a question.
I want to know how you feel
about this. What's the difference between a grind and a hustle? Because, you know, over here, I'll be Mike hustling, you know what I'm saying? And you Betty grinding, you did.
What's the difference
between a grind and a hustle?
I'm going to be honest with you. It ain't no way you can grind without hustling. Ain't no way you can hustle without grinding. You know, they kind of go together. You know, the grind is just pretty much, you know, just a situation that it might not always be easy, but you just keep grinding, moving forward. And the hustle is whatever you're doing. You know, whatever you're moving, whatever you're selling, whatever you, you know, taking one to make two, that's the hustle. You know, they kind of go one-on-one, you know, because on some days you're trying to make this pop. You know, that's the hustle, but you need that grind to make it happen, you know, so. I think they one and the same.
That's the best answer I ever heard.
That's what it do, real talk.
That's what's up.
Betty, man, you've been giving it today. You've been giving us some good information and good things to the people. I mean, I'm glad that so many people, the lines are live right now, and I'm so glad that people are tuned in and listening to you because, I mean, the way you talk and present yourself is important, but also it's good to see that, you know, you're an artist, you present yourself well, and some artists just come on and not prepared and not ready, and, I mean, you just all the way live, you got it all the way together, and it's good to see that, and I know you've been doing it for a while, but it's just good to see that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, baby. Just being humble. Praying for humility and, you know, praying for wisdom and just trying to understand that, you know, this is all a gift. God can take it from me any moment. He'd be like, you know, you can't have it no more. You know, and I just kind of, you know, I read the book of Job and kind of watch David in Psalms and, you know, what he was going through and people, you know, his friends, you know, trying to tear his, you know, his name down and, you know, spreading rumors and lies. And, you know, you got, you know, Job, but God took everything from him, and, you know, but he still brought him out kings and brought him out with everything. So, you know, I ain't a real big Bible person, but I still try, you know, I'm still spiritual and believe in that. So I just kind of look at the situation like, you know, stay humble and appreciate everything you got because it ain't yours, it's his. We can take it anytime we want to.
Well, you just preached a sermon right there, though, bro. Yo, for real, because, you know what I'm saying, I believe that everybody needs to look at it that way, man. Everybody needs to, you know what I'm saying, have some kind of spirituality with them when they doing this, man, because, you know, when time get hard, you got to have something back in Europe to say, hey, keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, and sometimes that's all you got is you and him, you know what I mean? So, you know, that faith, you got to have that faith. So, yeah, I mean, everybody out there, you know, who listening and who, you know, on the blogs and, you know, in the chat rooms and, you know, just believing in what's going on, man, thank you. You know, because you don't have to. You know, you cannot feel Betty Grind to feel another artist. So I appreciate you, you know. You know, just that's from the bottom of my heart, you know.
Well, we thank you, Clear J. We're going to get to some more callers. Our lines are, like, blowing up right now. So we're going to get to some more callers. We have a call from a 786 number. And caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from and a little bit about you, I guess.
My name is Rose Diamond. I'm an artist as well from Florida. I'm just recently moved to the Charlotte area. And Betty, what's up? I want to send out
what
a big congrats to you. I'm interested in doing a feature with you, but if you want me to sing right now, I was calling to put it in.
I mean, if you want them to hear you sing, but I ain't going to stop. I ain't never going to stop somebody from showing their talent. But if you want a feature,
all
I can
right.
give you contact information. So, you know, you tell me what you want to do, if not both.
Well, I'll sing you, and then after I sing, then I'll let you make your decision about what you want to do.
Well, you know, on my side, when you get the record, I mean, let me put it out there, too, because a lot of artists get twisted, but I got to like the record, you know what I mean? And but it go through my management first. They had to go through everything that everybody submit to me because, you know, everything that comes to you ain't going to be good. But I want to hear you sing, you know, real talk. You know, show your talent and, you know, let them know your Twitter or whatever to contact you, you know, bring yourself.
So you want me to sing?
If it's cool with Nick, it's cool with me.
Nick?
Nikki.
Here.
Yes, I'm listening. I'm tuned in. I'm ready.
That goes. Okay. I never been who I wanted to be. I never felt completely free. And no one's ever had all of me. I make me feel so beautiful and sexy. But now I'm flying like an aeroplane. And now I'm riding on an open range. And now I'm living out my destiny. I know the truth. I got it all with you and me. And oh, I ain't giving myself over to you. There it is. So, you know.
I hear you, Miss FWB. Hey,
Rose. Rose is killing it today. Shout out Rose Diamond, Florida's finest.
That's what it do, man. But definitely, yeah, I'm with it. Take down this email and hit up Fresh. And it's Yates. That's Y-A-T-E-S. Rye.
Why?
R-Y. Yeah, Y-A, like Gates, but Yates. Y-A-T-E-S. Rye, R-Y. Uh-huh. @gmail.com. His name Fresh. Just hit him. He handled all my feature stuff. So just hit him up and we'll get it in.
All right. So that's YatesRY @gmail.com.
There you go, babe.
Right?
All right, man. You be good, all right?
You too. Look forward to doing work with you.
Likewise.
Wow, this is amazing. You just never know who is listening or tuned in. This is crazy, y'all. And we just had a live caller call in and perform. That's awesome. That is hot.
Yeah. That's it. That's real right there. I like that.
That's crazy. That's hot.
That's it. Yeah.
And we have another. Huh?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
We have another caller from a 336 number. We're trying to get a caller, and we have a caller from a 336 number. Tell us your name, where you calling from, a little bit about you.
What's up? You already know who it is. It's your boy, Crispy.
What's
up? You know what I'm
saying?
You know I had to call in to shout out my girl, Nikki, and my boy, BG, Betty Grind.
What up, Samo?
What's up, player?
What?
You know, I had to call in, man. It's funny that Grind is on the interview today because I was just talking to Betty Grind on Twitter. We went back and forth. We wrote a book yesterday, giving
real
the followers some good words. You know what I'm saying? And something positive. You know, and real talk. Just to let everybody know this, man. Me and Betty Grind met in a funny way. I think it was over Facebook. I think somebody hit me, and then I hit them back. And then it was some people going back and forth. And Betty never said nothing on the conversation. And then we go out here. He performed at Summerfest, I think it was, with Lil Rue. And that's when I actually met the guy face-to-face. And it's been love ever since. You know what I'm saying? And like I told him yesterday, I'm 100% behind him. Whatever I need to do, I'm on the street team. Whatever. No money or nothing is needed. He got my support.
I appreciate you, fam. Yeah, you always been there, man. Been supportive. It's always been love, man. I appreciate it. Y'all always been keeping it real. So, you know, we need that. There's a lot of artists. There's a lot of models. There's a lot of singers, et cetera, you know, that need that, you know. So I appreciate it from my heart.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. And right back at you, man, like you said, they can catch you Dolo at South Park, North Lake. And that's where you know you're keeping it real with the people, man, when you can walk in your own city. You don't need no security. Now, when you need security in your own city, you're not doing something right.
Yeah, real talk. Or somebody else ain't doing something right. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, it's crazy, man, because sometimes, you know, I've had that, you know, like when you go to certain places, you have security. I'm like, man, you know, sometimes you have to have security just so you don't do something stupid yourself. You know, because, you know, you got some lunatics out here, you know, so you have some people trying to prove certain things. I ain't really had none of them problems, knock on wood. You know, but sometimes you just have it just to really keep you from, you know, making the news. You know, last thing I want my mama to see me on Slammer or on, you know, media takeout for something stupid, you know. So just kind of to prevent things.
Yeah.
But I try to rock out. You know, if people see me, they stop me all the time. If I'm coming down, if I'm in the city, I'm coming up yesterday on, even on the highway, somebody recognized me. What up, babe? Through the window, it's like I'm right back to them.
Yeah.
So I ain't got no reason to hide, man. I don't owe nobody. I ain't doing nobody no wrong. So I'm here.
Mm-hmm. That's what it do. That's what it do, man. And much respect to you, man, because you always show love. And like I told the followers, man, you tweet back. You know what I'm saying? You're a humble dude, man. Because, you got a lot of cats, and a lot of people get mad about that when they tweet somebody. They don't tweet them back. But, you show love, man, and that's what it's all about, man. You show love, people going to show love back.
Definitely. If I'm on that Twitter, I try to hit everybody back. Now, I took the apps off my phones because my phones, you can't get no work done sometimes. So I had to take the apps off. Cash is like, Betty, you ain't recording, man. You in there tweeting and you twit picking and doing this and that. Like, get back to work. So, I was like, let me take the apps off.
Yeah.
So I try to, respond as I can, man. But, you got to stay in touch, man. If you don't know what the people thinking, how they feeling, man, what can you talk about? You got to see things and feel things and make music.
That's what they do, man. And like I told you, man, I'm down for that street team, man. Just let me know. I'm going to be back in the queue here in a couple of days. So if you need me to grind with you, man, I'm down, BG.
Got you, son. That's what it do. Well, we'll be in touch. Me and Cash, I'm going to get with you anyway.
Okay, brother.
All right, appreciate you, Fambo.
Oh, yeah, peace. All right, Nikki.
All right. Take care, Crispy.
Keep doing your thing, too. Keep doing your thing, Nikki. And I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. And shout out to Crispy. Right. He's holding it down. Charlotte, big shout out to him. Doing his thing.
Appreciate it.
Well, you take care, and you always tune in. We on from Sunday to Friday from 6:30 p.m. to
8. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm going to start tuning in. I seen your tweet today, so I had to lock and load it and check out both of y'all. I read both of y'all, so, I had to tune in today. But I'll check it out, and check it out since you want it.
Yeah, we had a couple of guests. We had the Outlaws on, H-Town, Murphy Lee. We had a lot of people to come through. Case.
Yeah, well,
he did my birthday.
No disrespect to them dudes, but it's all 704, baby. Betty Grind.
Yeah.
I know. But, shout out to everybody.
I always rep the city. It's all 704 where
shout out to everybody that's been on iJive Urban Rich Radio. Thank y'all for supporting as well. And Betty Grind, we thank you. Our line's been crazy today. That hello, Sirach Money, I'm telling you, you're killing it right now.
I appreciate
that. It's hot, man. You're doing your thing. And like I say, we just wish you all the best. And we support you. And I know you got your album coming out in September the 6th, exactly. So we hope to have you on when that come out as well, so you can give us an update of your album.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to it. Yeah, I know Shalinda will be in contact with you. Shalinda, she met the behind the madness right now with all my publicity and my PR work. Shout out to her, man.
Yeah.
But, y'all, just let me know, and I'll be there. It ain't no problem. All right. But definitely the album, TGFC, September 6th. Go get some rock money from iTunes, man. Shout out to everybody out there listening to me. I see you, Mikey Stars. And shout out to my whole team, Hood Superstar Entertainment. And, Hood Superstars for everybody. It's a movement. If you're a superstar in your hood, then you're a hood superstar. You're part of this movement. Put your H's up, bring your S's down. We here. And shout out to every DJ that believes in Betty Grind. And I love y'all, man. Y'all get at me at Betty Grind, and then you can hit me at BettyGrind.com. But the album is on the way. So, Rock Money, hello. Yeah, boy.
And you know what? I really would love for you to, if you can, create a drop for iJive Urban Rich Radio and Nikki Rich, if possible, whenever you're free.
Just let me know, because I got to do drops in the morning. I got to do a bunch of them. So you got the email.
Okay.
Send over whatever the script is, if you want to clean the dirty or whatever, and I'll have it to you. You should have it before the weekend. I'll chop it up and put it in a wave form and get it to you. And any DJ out there that need a drop from Betty Grind, just hit up just hit us up and we'll get it done for you. You know, all my contact information is on my Facebook or on my BettyGrind.com, and we'll get you a drop, get you some exclusives or whatever.
And just to let you know also, because we also have some of the other radio stations tuned in right now from the West Coast. So right now, we have some, and they hit me up asking me to connect you with them. So, it's HME Radio, West Coast, Las Vegas. Shout out to them and D Slate of Arizona. So they just hit me up. So shout out to them. Arizona.
Yeah, we love AZ out there. We come out there, we clean this shit up. Scott's there. We know we get it in. So yeah, definitely Vegas. You already know. We party hangover style anyway. So it's not a movie when we do it. It's a reality show. So tell them this. I know you got the contact, but if not, just hit me on the Twitter, and we'll get it in, and I'll do whatever they need me to do, man. But at Betty Grind, BETTIE Grind, GRIND. And I appreciate the support. My manager on the way out there to the West Coast now. He out there in the Bay Area, so he's there, and then we'll be in LA. I think next week for a day or two. I gotta fly there. So we'll be out that way. So just let me know whatever y'all want us to do. We'll do it, man. Real talk.
All right. I mean, they hit me up left and right. Everybody's tuned in, and like I say, for those who are tuned in listening now, we are live with Betty Grind, and, you can catch us on iTunes. If you missed the first half and you just now tuning in, you can catch it on iTunes. You can go and download it through podcast, and you can download all the others as well if you didn't catch those. But right now you are tuned in and listening to Betty Grind.
For sure. We here.
Exactly. And we hope to get some more music. I know you got an album come out. So if you have anything else, I like that Damn It, I Fly. That's hot.
Yeah.
When I was getting ready, I'd be like, dang, I mean, knowing I fly, we always play that. That's hot right there. That's your anthem.
Yeah,
no matter what you
think,
that's still your anthem.
I know. First thing they'd be like, but is it hotter than Damn It, I'm Fly? I'd be like, God. Yes, it's hotter, but it's good to be an artist and have that, because some artists make records and nobody, ever feel like that about their records, so Damn It, I'm Fly was a record I made for everybody, Damn It, I'm Fly, I'm feeling myself. If you're a hater, go and kill yourself because, you got to feel good about yourself, so I made that for everybody, so I'm glad that you do like that record like that, I know matter what, that'll be one of them old records. Be 20 years from now and people be out there dancing that like they do Dougie Fresh records and Rob Ace, Damn It, I'm Fly now. Yeah, making me who I am, shout out to Drummer Boy for that record too, so we're just going to keep working.
That song is hot. All your songs is hot, but you already know, it just make you think like, Damn It, I'm Fly, you just feel like you fly when you play that.
You're
like, I know I'm fly.
Yeah, that's it. But definitely, I appreciate it. We'll keep making them. Keep making those hits, man, and making real music. But to every artist out there, man, y'all need to get in contact. If you have any questions about, I know it get hard, when you're striving to, be better and striving to, for success, and you just wonder if it's going to happen. And, just some people, they get took to the, some people get dropped off at the top of the mountain. So if they fall, they never know how to get back up there. But I've been climbing this mountain, and y'all climbing this mountain too. So if you ever get to the top, if you ever fall back down, you know how to get back up. And you know which ways not to go, because you've been that way and it was the wrong way, so you know to go the opposite way. So, don't hate the situation because you ain't blowing up immediately. Just keep working and keep climbing.
Exactly. Man, like I said, HME Radio in the building, so it's 403 Mob. Have you heard of 403 Mob? They're a group out of Charlotte. They're a group of guys. They're pretty cool. They hot.
Okay, that's what's up. I have, but now I have. So I shout them out. That's what it is.
Yeah, shout out to 403 Mob.
Yeah,
there's so many people.
I'm working on some stuff to to get some more exposure for Charlotte artists. I had a club want to approach me about doing a kind of a, you know, a hip hop night, you know, but I want to do it on my own way because I came from that. Like, I came from the underground spots where you performing and it might not be but 10 people in there and the mic distorted and then the speakers too close and people walking around with incense in their ears and break dancing, you know, like that's where I started from. So I know how that situation can be, but we need some more of those options because we don't have a lot of them now in Charlotte. We have a few, but we need more, and we need something that is really, really, really hip-hop and not just for gangsters or just for backpackers. Like, we need to bring it together, you know, because hip-hop is a culture, you know. So let's bring the culture together.
And that's why I'm having my event, but I don't want it to be like everybody else's. You know how some people just throwing up things together and say, oh, we're going to have this little showcase. I don't want it to be just like a showcase, you know. I want it to be educational, letting people know how the music has changed from the past. Like, now it's focused on your company, your branding, and people don't realize it's focused on branding right now. You know, a lot of artists be like, I want this record deal, I want this record deal. Okay, if you get the record deal, then what? You still got to keep it up. You're going to be on contract. If you can't meet the demands that the record label need or want from you, guess what? You're going to be cut, and you're going to be back at home hollering, I want a record deal.
Yeah, or you'll be back at home, drop from the label, but still under contract, so you can't sign to another label. You know, it's a lot. It's a mean business. And, you know, you definitely want to be, you know, have your education together, and you definitely want to, you know, make the right choices and don't think about the fast buck, you know, real talk. If you can sell, you know, 1,000 CDs, you know, a month or every 2 months, you know, your own bread, you can make $5,000, $10,000,
you
know. It's just look at the situation. If I can sell 10,000 CDs this year, then I can make, even if I sell them $5, I can make $50,000, you know. That's a salary. You know, that's a real salary. I'm, you know, and, you know, those are things people got to look at, you know. Guru, who produced for Jay-Z, was actually who I heard say that. Shalinda had sent it to me, but he was just like, you know, that's where the game is at. Like, we got to make our own machines. You know, the label is a machine, and it's cool. You can get bread from whatever, however you want to do it. You just want to say, I'm signed to a label. But the real way to get money is to do it yourself. And then let them come after that. It's kind of like they made vitamin water. And they got paid. But then Coke came and bought vitamin water, and then they got really paid. You feel what I'm saying? So brand yourself and make your product high. Then let them big boys come by. And, you know, that's what we got to do.
We got one more caller from the 347 number, and caller told us your name. And where you calling from out of 347? Hello? Caller? I'm not sure. Hello? I'm not sure what's that all about, but we had a caller from 347 number, but I'm not sure what's that all about. But to let everybody know also, you know, you just have to be educated. You have to do your own research. And like, I was talking with the Outlaws, they had said they didn't even have a record deal, you know, so they just did a lot of grinding on their own as well. But, you know, that's what you got to do. You have to do that sometime.
Yeah. You got to do it.
So,
you know.
Yeah, you got to do that. But we wish you the best. I mean, you out there grinding and you got your album coming out, and we thank you for coming on to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And you're welcome to come back on. Like, I know you're doing events and stuff, so if you just want to come on and just say, oh, I got this event going on, or anytime you want to announce, even just to let the artists that you are also working with, you know, tell them about iJive and they can come on. And you know, we're just here to support the artists. That's all this show is about. It's not about nothing else but just to get everybody out there and just support them. That's what it's all about.
Definitely. That's it. Well, yeah, definitely. I just wanted to thank you to everybody.
Thank you for having me, Nikki Rich. You know, iJive Urban Radio. Thank you for everybody who listening out there. I don't know if Bo DeMero listening, but he's been rocking me for a minute. I don't even think we met formally like that yet, but he rocking me on Twitter. Shout out to him. Shout out to Mikey Starr. Shout out to the whole hood superstar, Chase Chancellor, Fresh Cash Champ, John John, Tay. You know, shout out to all the haters. Love y'all too, man. Y'all keep it up. And TGFC will be out September 6th. The Rock Money is on iTunes. And y'all can hit me on Twitter at Betty Grime, man. I love y'all. Real talk. Thank you for believing in me.
Always. And you just keep doing the same. I mean, you just keep doing what you're doing. You're moving, you're grinding, and you're just shaking in North Carolina. So you just keep doing it, doing what you do. You're doing the right thing, I see. So, you know, we support you here.
Thank you, babe. Well,
and,
I'll be back.
We hope to have you back. And I'm going now. I'm trying to get back to – I was wanting to replay your Ciroc Money for those who was not tuned in earlier. I wanted to play it again for those who was not tuned in. So this is Ciroc Money, Betty Grind. And, you know, he got to go. That helicopter waiting on him.
Yeah, it's a Rock Money. Hello, produced by Drummer Boy. TGFC album. This is the first official single, man. Y'all support it, man. Please request it. I love you. Hello.
Hello. Shout out to Drummer Boy making it.
These red bottoms, they got your whole back.
Seagull, Viola, Liga, know I'm good.
These red bottoms, they got you.
out of Charlotte, North Carolina, as we do each and every Sunday through Friday. And what you were just listening to is Betty Grind, y'all. That is hot. That's a hot money. That's AKA Hello. So, y'all, you really have to go cop that. It's hot. September the 6th, he has his album coming out. And, I mean, I'm telling y'all, it's gonna be fire. For y'all that don't know, I mean, he just lays it down. Is there anything else you would like to say, Mr. Betty Grind? Well, we just wish him the best and all much love and much success. We have Clear J on right now. Clear J is holding it down. Big shout out to him, Mike Hustlin, and everything he got going on. So what's going on, Clear J? Hello?
Not sure what's going on, but shout out to everybody that was tuned in. Again, we have Betty Grind out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's holding it down. He's doing his thing. So we wish him the best. And everybody, please support his album on September the 6th. He's making it happen. He's doing his thing. And right now, I do want to let you know that we have several artists in the chat room. Shout out to 403 Mob. They're holding it down. They're making it happen. They're doing their thing. And a lot of people, you know, in Charlotte, the Carolinas, they're making their mark. And I'm here. Yeah, I'm here in Charlotte, but I'm so glad to know that we have some heavy hitters here. So, you know, shout out to them. They've been doing their thing, and we just wish them the best as well. I mean, they've just been holding it down. And we also have D Slate of the D Hour Show. He's always showing love and support. And we also have HME Radio and all our guests that are in the house today. Major shout out to them, because without you, there would be no S. And we're just grateful to have that. We're over the 2,500 mark, so that's awesome. We're blessed to be over that mark. We have 2,500 listeners, so we're trying to get more. We're trying to boost it up. We're trying to make it happen. So thank you to all that have been tuned in and listening. And again, we are podcasting live right now. And just to let you know that on tomorrow, which is Friday, we will be having Trilogy, and Will Gates will also be on. So we got two hot artists that will be on tomorrow, so we're ready for that. And on Saturday, we will also have two hot artists, Blonde Fury as well as Moon, will be on Saturday. And on this coming Sunday, we have our Sunday Inspiration, which is Project Each. So major shout out to all the guests that's coming on. We're excited about it, and we're ready to, you know, make it happen. And right now we want to go to our 403 Mob. I'm going to let y'all get a taste of 403 Mob, My Only Hater. And I love this song. I play it a lot, but I really love this, My Only Hater.
God,
so y'all,
let me
out.
Be aware. Let me not stumble blindly down the way, just getting somehow safely through the day. Not even groping for another hand, not even wondering why it was all plain. Eyes to the ground, unseeking for the light. Soul never aching for a wild winged flight.
It used to drive me crazy, but the buddy would hate me. Here invite me. I'm the one and only hating me. I'm a demon in disguise, just trying to look good. See the gleaming in my eyes, that's a disappointing look. My reflection simply shatters, even though I'm not near. Tears scatter from the floor, one step and it appears it. Tears drip down the cheek, I'm not fearless. I'm far from it, my immunity plummets. Not the gate to feel it coming, but it flies up in my stomach. I'm a freak up, I ain't got a lie about it. Why lie about it?
there's a better day, I'm well in the pit. To my knowledge, my one and only hater is me. Fader after fader, nowhere do I see a strand of myself that I wanna keep. My only hater is me. I tend to hate what I hear. I tend to hate what I see. I give my brain relief. Take the pain to the sheep. Right to the tips of my fingers and numb. Give me the heart that divines and understands. God,
I love it. Man.
Let me be aware. Amen.
I am loving this. This is hot. This is my jam right here. This is my jam, guys. Welcome to iJive Urban Rich Radio. You can't get enough of 403 Mob. I mean, they doing their thing. I love it. I love it. I love that my only hater. So for y'all that don't know 403 Mob, y'all can check them out. They're on Twitter at 403 Mob, and you also can check them out. They have so many links that you can check them out. You can check them out at I'm going to get to all of them, and I'm going to get, you can email their manager at raineys99@yahoo.com if you want to get in touch with 403 Mob. And also to let you know that they have so many events coming up, y'all. And we just wish them the best, because they've been doing their thing, and I mean, and they always have so much love and support. You can check them out on Reverb Nation at www.reverbnation.com/403mobproductions. Also, you can find them on MySpace. You go www.myspace.com/unknowing, UN KNOWNG, host, HOST 403. So be sure and check them, and also at andycharts.com/403mob. Y'all, I love this group. I was able to have the chance to meet them at two different events, and it was just awesome. And they always support. They always support iDrive Urban Rich Radio, and I want to be able to support them. And I'm just trying to show love to them because I love their music. And I'm always listening to 403 Mob, so I wish them the best and much love and success. So everybody, please go check them out. And their last week of July, they got a busy week, so they'll be coming on and sharing where they're headed and the venues they will be performing. So be on the lookout at 403 Mob because you can check them out. And if you want to contact them, you can follow them on Twitter at 403mob. So be sure and do that, guys, because we love these guys. Much love and support to them. And for all those other people that are tuned in, we love all our listeners and artists on iJive. We don't want to make it just one time that you come on. We have several times. And just so you know, 403mob will be coming on again toward the end of the month, and that will be on the 28th. So they will be on iJive Urban Rich Radio, so we're ready for that, for them to come on the 28th. And yeah. I mean, she just laid it down on the phone. That's what I'm talking about, guys. You have to be ready at all times. Not just, you know, if you call somebody, you know, you say something. No, you have to be ready. And if you have a passion for something, you're going for it. You go for it and you just lay it down and you do it. And just like 403 Mob, I know on Fridays we have our Freestyle Friday, and that's tomorrow. We have artists that call in and they perform live. And we have different artists to call in, and I know we had 403 Mob call in and different. It's a group of those guys, but some of them was able to freestyle and they was able to spit. Y'all, we had so many people call in, they was just going hard. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about. They have a passion. They know what they want to do. So when you call in to iJive Urban Rich Radio and you can tell somebody, I want to sing for you, I want to speak, you never know who's listening. You never know who's listening. So, you know, major shout out to those artists that's just really going for theirs. I wish you all the best. And much love and success. It's just awesome that we can have that here. And I just think the show is amazing. I mean, it's just growing and it's showing me different things each and every day and how I can improve myself and better the show. So it's awesome that we can do that. And I just wish everybody, you know, the best. And I keep saying it, and I know it sounds like a repeat, but that's just what's in my spirit, and that's how I feel about everything that's going on now, because I believe that God has put me here and put this radio in a place so everybody else can get heard and I can help them in whatever way I can. And I'm blessed that I can be able to do that. But right now we want to go to Mob Money Roll Call. Much love to them. They've been on all week, so we shout out Mob Money Roll Call. What's going on with the music, but we're gonna get it straightened. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna move on to another song, and we're gonna see how this works. So might have to refresh it.
Pippin' Nancy, part of the game. Part of the game. We see you fucking on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. Ooh, ooh. In the photo thing, in the photo thing. I got these bitches standing still taking photos, man. And if you see me, I'll make it look simple for believing.
Yo, Murph Dirty, certified bar spitter. Don't be mad, I can't help it that the car get her. Your boy clean like a five-star hotel. Same hotel, fifth floor, yo girl. Didn't know, nigga, oh well. She at the bar buying drinks with the money from your dope sales. All that tricking got the pippin' game fucked up. Came to the club, hugged up, Lee broke up. See, I blame it on my granddad. Y'all assistant pimp, stayin' with me. I'm blowin' teacher doing 80 in a photo window.
If you see me, I make it look simple, but believe me, pimpin' ain't easy, it's just part of the game. Fucking on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Streets blowing in that photo thing, in that photo thing. I got these bitches standing still taking photos, man. And if you see me, I make it look simple, but believe it.
Same color as Barack lips. Make a phone call, tell Mo I got this. I'm on Twitter, so Bill Gates don't hit me. I reached out to him and he ain't fucking with me. I don't rap, man, smart, rich, black man. Still deal with birds like Worm or Batman. Can't help it that the doors go a bad way. To the back cave, never know where I stay. You know it's on, nigga. I hang with loan lenders, big money loan spenders. Hit the club with six bitches on my own, nigga.
If you see me, I make it look simple, but believe it. Pippin' ain't easy, it's just part of the game. Fucking on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. Hit the streets blowing kissy in that photo thing. In that photo thing. I got these bitches standing still taking photos, man.
You already know.
If you see me, I'm making the simple for believing.
O'Fallon Park, player Mark Jacobs, box of sunshine. All I do is grind like gears, ducking one time. Fuck kind, drinking Bud Line while the money climb. Up the ladder with the baddest bitches, her honey blind. Up at 609, hit the bottom up the owner up. Open up the side door, nine bitches only hug dream. Looking like Huggy Bird while I'm up in there. Haters stuck in stern, it's a pern, I don't fucking care. Guns like bugs, but I'm staying with the Keisha. Nigga, this ain't belly, though I'm ox with the reaper. We keep big bowls, plus we dipping six foes, you know.
And if you see me, I'm making the soul. Pippin' ain't easy, it's just part of the game. You see you fucking on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. Streets blowing cheesy in that photo thing. In that photo thing. I got these bitches standing still taking photos, man. If you see me, I make it look simple, but believe it. Pippin' ain't easy, it's just part of the game. It's part of the game.
All right, welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We was having a little technical issues, so excuse us. We were having a little issues. I don't know what's going on, but it's all good. We live here iJive Urban Rich Radio, and we are jiving today. We're making it happen. We got some new joints in. We have some new artists that's coming on. And, again, we have Trilogy going to be in the house. We're going to have Will Gates tomorrow, so y'all check out Will Gates, Big Money.
Chill. G side where the Z's reside. Kill it. Chill. Will Gates. Big money, big money in the building. Hot boy got the whole roof feeling. Rap game, trap game, I'ma kill it. Cash back to the motherfucking ceiling. Money talks well, nigga, let's convert. Bitch, give me mouth till her tongue hurts. Yeah, I was a man back when I was wearing Converse. Now I get stacks to spit facts till my tongue hurts. Man, respect the game, new things, cop daily. Dirty South, dirty nigga, bitch, pay me. Big money, new money, nigga, weigh me. Now nigga, pay me. Sip Frito, lay me. I let her lay me down on the money pile. I used to sneak her in at my mama house. Now I'm big boy stunting, riding behind 5% and getting blunt.
Hey, big, big money, big, big, big money, big, big, big money in the building.
If she take three more steps, I'ma give her what she want. This is before sex. With that hourglass frame, she don't need corsets. She a tease more or less. Somebody gotta make the move. I ain't talking about me more or less. My imagination's running wild, cause her shine kinda got my eyes squinting like I need more rest. Yes, huh, she can make a dime piece feel plain. So bad she don't even give a real name. Fly handbag, look at a heel game. Sitting on the couch like she posing in a steel frame. Hips rocking while the club playing Lil Wayne. Men and men to try, but it's a real shame. All I know is that I was wanna. And I don't care who's the owner.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Yeah. Eye candy, as bad as y'all get. Like I say, this ain't your average old chick. Twitter avatar pic, had them all sick. Hit a Facebook, posted a status, one click. Butterfly rose, tatted on her wrist.
hard on my sleeve. I'm glad I don't snitch, nah, cause she would know that she could have it all quick, which is just another bill I done added on quick. It's that Williams, you hurt my truth. So fly, couldn't see it from a bird's eye view. Gotta be careful with the words I use. Which shot the patron, courage comes through. Rejection, truly wanna send me. You know what they say, beauty's only skin deep. But I'd be lying if I truly didn't envy whoever got it when I knew it should have been me.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Nah. Ain't no holding back, the bad girls always rolling packs. But you stand out, baby, doesn't get much more bold than that. Your situation is so intact, let me talk to you. See, I really ain't the type to go and call it quits. Let's put on the show, cause now you got an audience. You gotta feel your boy, cause I'm the real McCoy. And you don't seem like the type that's ever fraudulent. Greatness is the essence. I'm just glad that you graced me with your presence. Body is a 10, her face is an 11. And I'm kinda digging your perfect imperfection. Yeah, now I'm headed to the coach check. All you see is drop jaws and broke necks. Yes, she can make a brother protest. But I won't rest till she getting no rest.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl. Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
I would like to, you know, thank everybody for tuning in to I Got Urban Rich Radio. Yes, that was Thad Williams, the center of attention. Sometimes you feel like you're the center of attention. You just want to put that song on. So shout out to Thad. He is now fighting in Afghanistan. Just to let everybody know, we support all of our troops. You know, we want to take the time out to thank our troops, you know, for being there for us, for fighting for us. And we support all of you here. And, you know, we want to know, we let you know we love you and the family. You know, you have all our support here. And right now we want to go to Wiggle by DJ Unk. So we had a chance to meet him, and shout out to DJ Unk.
Down. Hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. Whistle to the ground, girl, whistle to the ground. Whistle to the ground, girl, go break it down. You can go down. Hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. You can go up. You can go down. Hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. Whistle to the
welcome back to iJazz Urban Reach Radio. Today has been what a great day on iJazz Urban Reach Radio. It's been live. You just never know what's going to happen. We've had artists to come on, show love to Betty Grind. He was our guest today. Major shout out to Clear J, Mike Hustlin. He was on. Also to all the people that were supporting Betty Grind, Crispy out of Charlotte, showing love and support to Betty Grind. And we just thank everybody for tuning in. Our artist, Ms. Rose Diamond out of Florida, she called in, show love and support for iJive. So we just thank everybody that has been tuning in. And we're just making it happen. For those who don't know that you can be a part of iJive, we got a special going on all week long. Tomorrow is our last day that we will be promoting it. We have this promotion where you can come live. You know, you can do an interview. You can promote on Facebook and Twitter. And you also can be featured on the blog spot of iJive Urban Reach Radio. And if you want to do all that, you can contact me. I can let you know the price and the submission process. And you can email me at nikkirich79@gmail.com. And also you can follow me on Twitter at nikki_RICH, or you could just hit me up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. And, you know, you can hit me up all kind of ways. And you can also call me at 980-216-6717. And I can be reached at 980-216-6717. And you can contact me that way. And also, we will be having Trilogy on tomorrow, as well as Will Gates. And you heard Will Gates a few minutes ago singing Big Money, Big, Big Money. And on Saturday, if you're tuned in on this coming Saturday, we have Moon, and we also have Blind Fury on. We're ready for them to come on. It's going to be nice. It's going to be hot. They will be on live at 6:30 on Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And on Sunday, we have our inspirational gospel show, and we will have Project Each on this Sunday. So everybody, y'all tune in. It's hot. It's very hot. So our show is booming right now. A lot of people been hitting me up. Twitter is going ham. And, you know, we here to support you guys. A lot of people say, you know, well, why I got to pay to do this and why I got to pay to do that? Guess what? We're already paying for you. We're supporting you that way. So much love to those who grinding, working hard, investing in themselves, and don't even have to question a radio station. So, you know, we wish y'all all the best. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at nikkirich. And that is Nikki Rich, nikkirich. And we got a lot of things going on. We also have an event in September, the North Carolina Music Summit. It will be held in September. We're finalizing everything right now, so I will be getting with all of our guests, and I will be getting with everyone to let you know more info of the North Carolina Music Summit. And we hope to get some of our radio stations that's on the West Coast to come out and show love and support if they're able to. Again, shout out to D Slate of the D Hour Show. He always shows me love and comes in support. And we want to be, you know, really going ham. We're getting it in. We got a positive movement going with the artists, with everyone who is has a vision. So we just want to make sure that everybody's getting heard, and you're getting heard the right way, positively, and not negatively. That's the difference between us. We here to support, not talk about one another. So, you know, that's all you're going to get here. So if you coming and you tuning in to listen for anything else, that's not this type of show. But we thank you guys for tuning in. And right now we want to go to some more of our upcoming artists. They just been making it happen, and we're going to try this again. This roll call, we're not sure what we're going
to do. My money, Yolanda. Sandra, Melissa, that's a risk. That's my role. Wanda, Let's get it with Lisa, Mika, Lil Sam, my sister, Karen, Shannon, and Nisa. This time she brought her people. Yeah, Leticia, Felicia, Lakeisha, and Susan. Stephanie and Megan, boy, we about to make a movie. Yeah, Stacy, Tracy, Sean, Madonna, and her mama. Nina, Kiki, Rhonda, Latoya, Kelly, and Tasha. She gon' bring her friends. When I pulled up at the airport, had to readjust my lens. Did I just see what I saw? Man, I had to look again. All I could do was grin. She walked up with eight chicks, they jeans hugging their skin. Had me caught up in the matrix before I tell her bring it. I'm a Kiki, say play my favorite song. We got it in for the next hour. Wild and out, that is even how.
I'm down in all the numbers, Freaky Friday, yeah, tonight. That nigga got me tight. Lil' mama, come get me right. I think I'm calling up Megan, Kristen, her headman. Tanya just hit my phone, say she broke up with Kevin. So you know what that means. Drinks and plenty green. Strippers is getting stripped, then I'm sliding right between. Whirlpool, it's the truth. LaToya, yeah, she a fool. That Erica like it nasty on the stool in the booth.
That's my roll call. She be on that alcohol, she'll wild out and cut ya. Yeah, she a gangster chick, I love it. She married, her man be romantic. He buy the horse and carry. But Nina, she calls fuss, she like to live fabulous. I put her on this mama and this girl the group, she loving her. This girl we call Dark Chocolate, she a stripper, she popping it. Soon as the mob hits the building, they be dropping it.
LaToya and Tanya, Risa and Wanda, Tasha the Wanda.
Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. Man, it's been a pleasure to be with y'all and be on today. Today was really, really nice. We had our guest, Betty Grind. Shout out to him, doing major things. And we hope to have him back on. His album coming out is September the 6th. So much love to him. So shout out to him. And we wish y'all the best. Much love and success. Thank you, Betty, for coming on and sharing your story with us. And everybody, much love. And shout out again to all our artists that's grinding right now. And y'all tune in tomorrow for Trilogy and for Will Gates will be in the building. And we leave today by saying God bless. And this is Armand Kanye Black. Good night. My pinky rings, my wine, it's focus here. I move my feet.